Anna, Travis, Salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davey. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Welcome back to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. On today's program, we'll feature artistic director Stephanie Anson in conversation with our contributor, Judith Bishop, about the Miami Theater Center. Film critic Dan Hudak delivers his Oscar predictions, chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our Miami-Dade arts calendar features Deborah Margold. Benefiting the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management's Wine Spectator Restaurant Management Laboratory and Southern Wine and Spirits Beverage Management Center at Florida International University, the 14th Annual Food Network and Cooking Channel South Beach Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine, is set to kick off on Thursday, February 19th, with over 75 events during a four-day star-studded, world-renowned gourmet gathering. To help us make some sense of this immense fundraiser, we recently spoke with the festival's founder and director, who is also the vice president of corporate communications and national events at Southern Wine and Spirits of America, Incorporated. And Mr. Lee Brian Schrager, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
My favorite time of year to speak with you, Ed.
This is a gargantuan effort that has raised how many millions for FIU's School of Hospitality and Restaurant Management Laboratory?
Well, it's raised over $20 million for the Chaplin School of Hospitality Management. And as you said, it's gargantuan. And as Hillary Clinton has said, it takes a village. And it takes a village of great partners, great sponsors, great talent, great community, great city to produce a festival like ours.
Yes, as we mentioned, the festival benefits the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management's Wine Spectator Restaurant Management Laboratory and Southern Wine and Spirits Beverage Management Center at FIU. That's the North Campus. Tell me a little bit about the campus. This is an amazing, amazing facility.
Well, it is an amazing facility, and it's even more amazing now with this beautiful new Wine Spectator Teaching Laboratory and, of course, the Southern Wine and Spirits Beverage Management Laboratory. And it's a state-of-the-art hospitality school, and we are incredibly proud of the money that we've raised from the festival that helped build this restaurant teaching laboratory. And it's really just something that everyone should see. And although we are not doing any events at the school this year because we're just too inundated with all the events on the beach, next year we'll start doing programming at the school itself so all of you can get an opportunity to come and visit the beautiful school.
Lee, tell me about the school's graduates. How far flung are they throughout the world, and how are they spreading the message that you all have instituted into these wonderful students?
Well, I have to tell you, I like to travel, and it's seldom that I go someplace where I don't run into someone who says that they graduated from the school or they worked in the festival or how great an opportunity it was and how wonderful the experience was at the Southern Wine Spirits Beverage Laboratory. I bet you can find a graduate from the School of Hospitality Management in probably almost every country in this world. I think that's how far the reach is. They put out thousands of graduates every year receiving bachelor's and master's at the school. And as you know, this is an industry where you get to move around and travel. And, you know, the experience that you get from that school allows you to work in every single aspect of the industry.
Mm-hmm. So as you mentioned, Lee, you've had thousands of students pass through the FIU School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, and thousands of the students continue to work each year on the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. About the same number this year helping you all out?
Oh, God, we have well over 1,000 students who help the weekend of the festival. And, you know, leading up to the festival, we have students and interns working in our festival offices there at Southern Wine and Spirits. And as we get closer, it grows and grows to the point where we'll have about 1,300 students from the school working at the festival the weekend of.
Well, it's wonderful because you all have continued to make each year significant changes to upgrade the experience. And let's start talking about the upgrades and the wonderful offerings this year. Over 75 different events,
There are, is that the number? I mean, it seems like a lot of events to me, but you know what? I have to say, if that's what it is, I try not to think of it as that many events. I just like to focus on each of them individually.
So tell me how you've upgraded the Grand Signature, the Tasting Village, MasterCard Grand Tasting Tents, and KitchenAid Culinary Demonstrations.
Well, I think, the Grand Tasting is really our signature event. It put us on the map. It's that one ticket that gets you into almost a full day from, you know, noon to 6 p.m. right on the beach. The beautiful Atlantic Ocean is our backdrop. And we have, as you said, culinary demonstrations from the biggest name in the food world, from pop culture to Michelin chefs. We have hundreds of wineries and distilleries sampling wines and spirits. We have over 120 South Florida restaurants participating in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. All of our great sponsor installations are there, plus the wonderful Food Network book signings and the Books and Books retail operations and Flavor Galleries retail operation. I will tell you, we call it our village, and that's what it really is. It's a, you know, we think the world's greatest wine and food village, featuring literally tens of thousands of people over that weekend.
Now, so many people, but I understand that you've added more seating and shaded areas. You'll have live music and DJs, and as well a select park and ride offering from downtown Miami, where you can park in downtown Miami, as I understand it, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, and they will whisk you away to the Grand Tasting Village. So you don't have to worry about going to South Beach with your car and finding a parking space.
You know, it's one of the you know, big takeaways that we've heard each year, that parking is such an issue in the beach. And whether it's Boat Show, whether it's Art Basel, whether it's Art Deco weekend, you know, the beach is it's a condensed packed area, and we are doing everything we can to listen to our consumer and to see how we can upgrade the experience. And one of those things that we've heard throughout the years is parking and the cost of parking, and more than that, just the time to find the right parking. And this year I said, we're finally going to do something about it. And we have this free park and ride that will be from locations downtown and drop you off right at the heart of the festival.
Thanks so much for making those necessary upgrades. I understand the festival kicks off Thursday, February 19th with the Ronzoni Pasta's 100th anniversary Seaside Spaghetti Soiree.
Well, that is the first time we've ever, you know, we've been so successful with, you know, burger and taco and fried chicken and barbecue. And I have to say that I think Italian food is probably one of our most favorite foods here in America. I bet you there are probably as many Italian restaurants as any ethnic restaurants, although it's hard to even think of Italian as ethnic anymore. And we have gathered up 30 of the greatest Italian chefs throughout the country.
Wow.
And we are doing this wonderful al fresco, you know, romantic kind of sexy party on the beach, hosted by our all-time favorite Debbie Mazar and her husband Gabriel Corco. So on Thursday the 19th, we'll kick off the festival.
You all are experts at producing those wonderful, warm events. Now, tell me about Meatopia. And that's the Q Revolution presented by Creekstone Farms and hosted by the wild man, the rock and roll Guy Fieri.
Well, Meatopia is a brand that I've loved. It's, you know, produced, it was started by Joshua Azersky, who's the editor of Esquire magazine and, you know, one of the great food aficionados in the country. And he had been doing this event in New York City called Meatopia that I really loved. And I always wanted to do that event down here. And I finally said, you know, the barbecue event, which started as the Q, the bubble Q, then became the Q, is one of our most successful events. And how do we keep it fresh and how do we tweak it? And by partnering with Josh Azersky, and we've kind of grown our Q or bubble Q into this Meatopia, which is really not dissimilar from what it's always been. Great emphasis on barbecue. But this year, a lot of it will be focused on all meat that's hormone-free. And a lot of the meat that's being grilled are going to be whole animals. So it's really, really, really a great experience. And I'd say that the selection of chefs at the Meatopia this year is probably the greatest gathering of any of our events of the culinary world.
I tell you, the 14th Annual Food Network and Cooking Channel South Beach Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine, is just, it's mind-boggling. Poolside paella party, tacos after dark, empanada and wine happy hour, rooftop ice cream and chocolate party, a sprinkles cupcakes, on and on. Tribute to the resurgence of, I love this, tiki culture mixology. More information, voluminous information, is available at sobefest.com, or you can call 877-762-3933. Lee, are there any more tickets left?
Listen, we have lots of events and we have lots of tickets still available. I have to say that the beauty of being on the beach is we have the opportunity to expand and accommodate more people as the demand is there. And I would think that there's tickets left for anyone still looking. You know, there's an event out there for you.
Well, we're speaking with Mr. Lee Brian Schrager, the founder and director of the 14th Annual Food Network and Cooking Channel, South Beach Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine, February 19th through the 22nd. Once again, more info at sobefest.com or call 877-762-3933. Lee is also a writer. He published in late May last year, Fried and True, published by Clarkson and Potter, and coming up in perhaps the spring of 2016, Breakfast in America. Sounds deliciously.
Well, you know, it's important that you start your day with a great breakfast, and that's been proven, and we've had a great time compiling some of the greatest breakfast recipes across the country.
Festival director and founder Lee Brian Schrager, thank you so much for joining us again on South Florida Arts Beat, and thank you for your years of wonderful fundraising for FIU's School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, and thank you for creating one of the greatest festivals in this country.
Thanks, Ed, and thanks for all your support all these years.
Please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. South Florida Arts Beat returns in just a moment.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.